Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You know, folks, we talk about financial planning all the time, and I want to congratulate all of you that have invested some time and energy in getting your financial plan done. But have you invested similar time and energy in getting your legal protection taken care of? Affordable legal protection you can trust. Well, you can do that by going to LegalZoom.com. There you'll find wills, powers of attorney, living trusts, and a whole bunch more. Obviously, if you're thinking about starting a business, form an LLC, incorporate, register for trademarks, patents, you got it. LegalZoom.com, created 12 years ago by a team of experienced attorneys, and their documents have been accepted by courts and government agencies in all 50 states. Plus, if you want an attorney to review your legal document, LegalZoom's got that covered through their legal plans available in most states. Protect your family and your business today at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom's not a law firm, but you can use it to find an attorney and get self-help services at your specific direction. And for more savings, enter Ray in the referral box at checkout. It's LegalZoom.com.
Downsized, outsourced, pink slipped, afraid of losing your home? Forbes magazine named our company one of the top 10 business ideas of 2012, where ordinary people are creating extraordinary incomes.
Hi, I am Elena from Miami. I was a traditional business owner with all the headaches that come with that. But I replaced that multiple franchise income working from home full time, and I spent all the time I want with my son.
Get out of the rat race. Work from home and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, David from Boston. I was in the real estate industry for 12 years when the bottom completely fell out of that business. I really had my back against the wall with five young kids depending on me. I've now been in this business for less than a full year, and I'm actually better off today, income-wise, than I was in my best year ever in real estate.
Go to OneOccupyWealth.com now and change your life today. That's the number OneOccupyWealth.com. OneOccupyWealth.com. Start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, Jim Blasingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com, that's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Back 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you go there and use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. Check out the video. We got a video up right now, and we're going to put a new one up later today. So check them out and see what you think. Let us know what you think. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. And when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Having a great visit with our good friend Rick Maurer. We're talking about change. Rick, you were giving us some examples of how people saw the writing on the wall.
Yeah.
And thought it was a forgery. How do we give us some tips on how we can avoid that ourselves but prior to doing that, give us your website. Remind the audience where they can find your books.
Yeah, it's www.rickmaurer.com.
All right. So give us some tips.
Okay. Well, one of the things that's actually easiest, I think, for leaders and organizations and for us as individuals is to step back and look at other companies and other industries that are struggling and say, how come they're struggling? Like you could look at the American auto industry. You could look at GM in particular over the course of since the 1950s and start to say, what happened? Where did they take their eye off the ball? I mean, because they had, you know, the Japanese weren't always here. I mean, there were, you know, and sometimes it's easier to step back and look at another company and go, what am I seeing that they're not seeing? It's always just easier to do that. So it's a really good starting point. Like we have a little restaurant that closed just down the street, and I knew it was going to close. I mean, the location was awful. Every restaurant before it had always closed, you know, and you wanted to go in and tell them, I can see that, but it's harder for me to see my own business. You know, so that's one thing. The second thing is something I sometimes call coffee with Joe. There are people in your life who will tell it like it is. That doesn't mean they have to be right but all the time, but they will tell you things other people don't have the guts to tell you, and they may make you think differently.
And it will hurt in the beginning.
You bet. And I say coffee with Joe because often these Joes, all you want is to spend the amount of time it takes to drink a coffee. You don't want to have lunch. You don't want to invite them over for evening. You know, you really want to hear this stuff, and sometimes it can be really eye-opening. And I've had people for my business do that. I wanted to push it away and go, well, that's them. But often, once I in reflection, I'll go, you know, they're absolutely right. They're absolutely right.
Well, you said it right earlier. You can't see your own stuff. It's really difficult to see your own stuff.
Yeah.
And that's why consultants make a living. Because,
yes.
I mean, they walk in and they're not smarter than you. It's just that they don't have the baggage. They don't have the lenses that you look through your business and they look through it, you know, with clear eyes, and they walk in and they don't know your industry. They don't know you, but they walk in and they look around. And they say, okay, there's what's wrong. It was right under your nose. You didn't even see it. You can't see your, you can't edit your own writing. You can't see your own stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's absolutely true. So those two things are good. There's a third thing, and it can really be helpful for your organization. And we've talked about this before, and it's called open book management, where people in your organization see the numbers that drive the business, and they know how their contribution leads to the bottom line, not in some vague way, like, hey, we all chipped in, and now look what we're doing. But they can see that if I can get in one more delivery a day, the impact that might have on the bottom line. And what that does is it gets a lot of people thinking about the business. And then if you start giving them information, so they're paying. I had a head of a hospital one time say, one of the best things I do is in meetings. He said, and I'm in meetings all the time, I spend the last 3 minutes saying, here's what I'm noticing. And he'll say, you know, the hospital down the road just built a cardiac wing. I don't know what impact it's going to have, but it's got my attention. Now you've got a lot of people paying attention to these, the writing on the wall, and a lot of writing on the wall you can ignore. But now he said he had a lot of people thinking about it, and people started coming to him saying, hey, you know, I've been thinking about that. I think that's going to be a real threat, and I've got some ideas. You know, so...
They become like a consultant because they clearly see things differently than you do.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And you know, and they've got relatives out there, and they're having dinner and at some, you know, and if you're open to that, if they've got the information and your door is really open, you're going to start to hear stuff.
Well done. Well said, Rick. Thanks for being here. Thanks for helping us understand how to see the handwriting on the wall and actually be able to read it. Thanks, Rick. Thanks, Rick. We'll see you next
time,
buddy.
Tim.
Rick Maurer, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.